All right. Ready to dive into a world most of us only dream of?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. Today, it's the world of professional concierges.
Ooh, fancy.
Not just, like someone who books a dinner reservation.
Right.
We're talking next level service, practically an art form.
I'm intrigued.
We're working with a blog post from LuxShare, a luxury travel and hospitality company.
Okay.
They're based in Mallorca, Spain.
Yeah.
And the author is, get this, a member of Lex Dostor.
Ah,
You know
yes.
those folks with the cross gold keys on their lapels?
Yeah.
That's like the symbol of the top tier of the concierge world.
It's the best of the best.
Exactly, international recognized. So our big question, what makes these professionals so special?
Especially now, right? With Google and DIY travel planning.
Right. Like, can anyone with a smartphone really call themselves a concierge?
That's the million-dollar question. Is there still like a true art to this profession?
Because right away, the author says true concierges don't Google they know. Wait, hold on. Is that even possible these days? Nobody can know everything?
Well, I think it's less about knowing everything, more about the depth of their expertise. It
Okay.
goes way beyond, just doing a quick search.
Right.
It's decades of experience, a global network, really understanding what exceptional service means.
So you're saying it's more about like the nuances,
Yeah.
anticipating what someone might need before they even ask?
Exactly. It's not just finding information.
Okay.
It's knowing how to use it, who to connect with, crafting an unforgettable experience.
So it's not like becoming a concierge is a quick process. It's more like a master craftsman honing their skills over a lifetime.
The author points out that most true concierges have spent years, like decades,
Yeah.
in the hospitality industry,
Wow.
starting, front desk, guest relations. Some have even run hotels.
Really?
They've seen it all, know how to handle any situation, with grace and expertise.
So no faking it till you make it here.
Not a chance. You can't just like download an app and boom, top-tier concierge.
Yeah, absolutely. And all that experience translates into a global perspective too,
It's
right?
essential for a true concierge.
So it's not just about knowing like the best places in Paris or the hottest beaches in Bali. It's more than just geography.
Think about it. You're dealing with clients from all over the world,
Right.
each with their own cultural background expectations.
Oh, I see.
A true concierge needs to understand those nuances, the etiquette,
Yeah.
making any guest feel completely at ease.
No matter where they come from,
Exactly.
that makes total sense. And the author also mentioned multilingualism being key. Are
Yes.
you telling me these folks are fluent in like the dozen languages?
Maybe not a dozen, but the article really emphasizes speaking at least three fluently.
Wow.
And it goes beyond just basic communication, Imagine a guest has a delicate issue, a cultural misunderstanding.
Okay, yeah.
A concierge who speaks their language can smooth things over, ensure they feel understood, cared for.
It's about building that trust, isn't it?
Right.
That rapport,
Right.
connecting with someone on their level.
Exactly. Understanding those needs, even the unspoken ones.
Okay, so we've got years of experience, a global mindset, multiple languages. What else makes these concierges so special?
Their personal networks. That consistently fascinates me.
Okay, their networks.
The author says connections are their currency.
Yeah.
They don't just, book a table. They call the chef personally. It's
Wow.
not about just finding tickets. It's about knowing who holds the guest list.
Wait, so it's like having access to this whole secret world, a world of possibilities that most people don't even know exists.
Absolutely.
What kind of stuff are we talking about here?
Imagine instead of just getting a table, you're seated at the chef's counter,
Oh, nice.
a custom tasting menu, maybe even meet the chef after. That's the kind of thing a true concierge can pull off.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Right,
It's not just convenience, it's like experiences that money can't buy, but
exactly.
you need that insider knowledge. So it's
Absolutely.
connections that go way beyond anything you can find online.
You got it. It's leveraging those relationships to achieve the impossible.
Things a simple Google search could never do.
Right.
This is making me think about concert tickets, the impossible to get ones.
Oh, yeah.
Or like that restaurant reservation everyone's been trying to snag for months. A true concierge could make it happen.
They might. It's not just knowing the right people, it's that dance of favors and reciprocity.
Right.
It's all built on trust, nurtured over time.
Okay, so we've got experience, global perspective, networks. What else sets a true concierge apart? I'm sensing a theme here. It's not just about being like a walking encyclopedia of luxury travel.
You're right. There's more to it.
There's gotten more.
All this power, all these connections, it comes with responsibility.
Uh-huh.
Discretion. Discretion is key.
Oh, okay.
The author calls true concierges the last bastion of privacy.
Wow.
Especially when dealing with, you know, high-profile clients.
Right, right.
Remember that line, the best concierges are invisible when needed and indispensable when required.
Powerful.
Isn't it?
It really speaks to the level of trust involved.
Thanks, Matt.
They're dealing with sensitive information, people who value their privacy.
Absolutely.
So how does all of this play out in the real world? Like, how would a true concierge handle something as simple as booking a dinner reservation compared to someone just using an app, you know?
That's a great question. The article actually makes a very clear distinction there.
Really?
Between how amateur concierges and the real pros handle even basic tasks.
Okay, break it down for me. What's the difference?
An amateur might, you know, just find a highly rated restaurant on an app and book a table.
Yeah.
The true concierge might call the chef personally, ensure you get the best table in the house, maybe even a special off-menu dish.
Oh, wow.
It's about going above and beyond, not just ticking boxes.
So it's not just about getting it done. It's about doing it exceptionally well.
Yes. And with a personal touch.
Right.
It applies to things like airport transportation, too. An amateur might arrange a car service. A true concierge will make sure the driver knows your name, what coffee you like, even the best route based on traffic.
It's like they're thinking several steps ahead, anticipating your needs before you even know you have them.
Exactly. It's creating that seamless, personalized experience, taking care of every detail.
So you can relax and enjoy.
Exactly.
Okay, but we have to talk about technology.
Of course.
It's everywhere.
It is.
Surely, even the most experienced concierge can't ignore the internet, those fancy travel apps.
I mean, come on.
They must use Google sometimes, right?
You're absolutely right. Even the article acknowledges technology is a valuable tool.
Okay.
But true concierges see it as a supplement to their expertise.
So it's not about rejecting technology completely.
Not at all. The best ones don't fear it. They master it.
Okay. I like that.
They combine online resources with their own knowledge, their experience, delivering that personalized service that goes beyond just, you know, convenience.
So they're using tech to enhance their existing skills, not replace them.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lesson for all of us, I think. Finding that balance, leveraging technology, but retaining the human touch.
It's like how we often use technology as a crutch. We rely on algorithms to make decisions for us instead of trusting our own judgment.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And in concierge service, that human connection, that personalized attention, that's paramount.
Right.
That over-reliance on technology can feel impersonal, transactional.
Even. It's like the difference between getting a generic recommendation from an algorithm versus getting advice from a friend who really knows you.
Exactly.
That personal touch makes all the difference.
It does. And that's what the author is getting at, right?
Yeah.
A return to excellence, a celebration of that human expertise.
Especially in a world dominated by automation.
Right.
It's about knowing that the person handling your request isn't just a middleman between you and a search engine, but a true master of their craft.
And that mastery, as we've seen, it's years of experience, that global perspective, the powerful network, and that unwavering commitment to discretion.
And ultimately, it's about delivering not just convenience, but a level of service that makes you feel valued, understood, truly cared for.
Absolutely.
The author says, luxury is not about convenience, it's about excellence and trust. Wow, what a statement.
It really is. And it raises a question. In a world where information is everywhere, could the role of the human concierge actually become even more valuable?
That's a thought-provoking question. As technology keeps advancing, could that human touch become the ultimate luxury?
Something to ponder. We've explored some of the key attributes of a true concierge.
Yeah.
But what are the implications for other professions where human expertise, human judgment are becoming even more important?
As technology changes everything.
Exactly.
It seems like those skills that define a true concierge experience, network building, discretion, a global perspective, might be even more valuable in the future.
Potentially.
It's almost a counterintuitive idea.
It is.
In our tech-obsessed world. Maybe this deep dive into the world of concierge service is giving us a glimpse into the future. A future where human expertise combined with strategic use of technology becomes the ultimate luxury.
It's a fascinating possibility. But for now, let's shift gears a bit and see how these insights from the concierge world might apply to other professions, other aspects of our lives.
Sounds good. How can we all become a little more like these amazing concierges?
It's about bringing that same level of intentionality, attention to detail, commitment to excellence.
That we see in a true concierge, to our work, our relationships, our personal growth even.
Exactly.
I love that idea. It's like bringing a bit of that concierge magic into every part of our lives.
And it all starts with recognizing the value of human expertise.
Okay.
Cultivating those deep connections.
Yeah.
And remembering that technology is a tool to enhance our abilities,
yeah,
not define them.
So instead of just Googling our way through life, we should all try to be a bit more like the folks who truly know things.
Yes.
Who can offer insights and experiences that go beyond the surface level.
Absolutely. It's a journey worth taking. And to guide you on that journey, we'll be back after a short break.
Sounds good.
To explore some practical ways to apply these lessons from the world of professional concierges to our own lives.
You know, as we dig into this idea of, like, human expertise in a world of instant information,
yeah,
that line from the author, true concierges don't Google, they know.
Right.
It really sticks with me.
That's a good one.
It feels like a challenge to how we usually find information.
It is. It makes you think, what does it really mean to know something these days?
Right. When we've got Google at our fingertips.
Exactly.
Is it just about memorizing a ton of facts?
Right.
Or is it, like, something deeper?
I think it's definitely deeper.
Yeah. What's the difference between knowing a bunch of facts and actually understanding something? The author seems to be hinting at something more, you know?
Yeah. Think about it this way. You could easily Google, you know, best restaurant in any city.
Right.
But a true concierge might know, like, which chef is doing something groundbreaking, which sommelier has put together an amazing wine list.
Wow.
Even which table has the best view, you know, for a romantic dinner.
Oh, I see, I see. It's like they have access to this whole other layer of information.
It's not just data, it's lived knowledge.
Exactly.
They understand the context, the little things that make an experience special. Knowing what's best, but also what's best for a particular person at that moment.
Hold on, are you saying algorithms can't do that?
Mm.
Can't they learn our preferences and make those kinds of recommendations?
They are getting smarter, it's true.
Yeah.
But there's still that human element, you know?
Yeah.
Judgment. Discernment that algorithms can't quite replicate.
Okay.
Think about it. An algorithm might recommend a restaurant based on, you know, your past choices.
Yeah, yeah.
A true concierge would consider your mood, the occasion, who you're with, even the weather.
Oh, that's interesting.
The whole range of factors, things an algorithm might miss.
That's a great point. Like the difference between a computer program and a human with, you know, intuition and emotional intelligence.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the author's point about technology, it being a tool, not a replacement for that expertise.
Right.
A true concierge might use tech to keep up with things, you know, flight schedules, current events, research destinations.
Sure.
But they filter it through their experience, their judgment.
So it's like they have their own personal AI assistant.
Uh-huh, yeah.
One who is also a world traveler and like an expert in every field.
I love that analogy.
Right.
It really does highlight that human element, that judgment that goes into creating a truly personalized experience.
Yeah.
Something technology alone can't deliver.
Okay, so we've established that true concierge service isn't just about like finding information, it's about understanding people on a deeper level.
And anticipating those needs.
Yeah.
Often before the client even knows what they want.
Yeah. That almost sounds like mind reading. Like magic, but for, you know, luxury experiences.
Well, maybe there's a touch of intuition involved.
Yeah.
But it's more about paying attention.
Right.
Noticing the little things most people miss.
Oh.
Body language, those subtle cues.
So you're saying it's about being really tuned in to the unspoken needs, picking up on those little hints that tell you what someone really wants.
Exactly.
Even if they don't say it out loud.
Being a keen observer.
Yeah.
And using that knowledge to create an experience that truly exceeds expectations.
This makes me think about all those times I've been frustrated with automated systems, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or like, in personal customer service, you're stuck in a phone tree forever.
Ugh, the worst.
Or trying to explain something complex to a chatbot that just doesn't get it.
We've all been there.
It really highlights the need for human-centered service, you know?
It does.
Especially when technology is often presented as the solution to every problem.
Right, right. It's like a paradox, almost.
So in a way, the rise of all this tech might actually be creating a greater demand for this kind of personalized, human-driven service.
That's an interesting thought.
What a true concierge provides.
Yeah. as technology gets more advanced, maybe that human touch, that genuine connection, becomes even more
luxurious. I'm starting to see why the author is so passionate about this, about like defending the true art of concierge service.
Yeah.
It's not just a job. It's a way of using your skills, your passion,
right,
to make someone else's experience extraordinary.
It's a calling almost, creating moments of delight, surprise, genuine human connection.
And those moments seem so rare these days.
They do.
In our fast-paced world, which makes them all the more special.
Absolutely.
You know, this reminds me of that line from the article.
Which one?
The best concierges are invisible when needed and indispensable when required.
Oh, that's a good one. It captures their essence perfectly.
Right. It's like anticipating needs, being there without being intrusive, orchestrating this seamless experience all behind the scenes.
It's a beautiful way to describe it.
Okay, so we've talked about experience, their networks, discretion, even a bit of intuition.
Right.
What else can we take away from this deep dive into the world of professional concierges?
Well, let's circle back to that thought-provoking idea.
Okay.
True concierges don't Google, they know.
Right. Right.
What does it really mean to truly know something today?
Oh, that's a big question.
Right. How do we gain that deep level of understanding?
You're making me think. This is almost philosophical, you know?
It is a bit, isn't it?
How do we even define true knowledge in a world of, like, information overload?
Maybe the answer is in how a true concierge blends things.
Okay.
Digital literacy, you know, with real-world experience. They use those digital tools, but they don't stop there.
So it's not just the information, it's how you use it, how you apply it.
Exactly. They filter that information through their networks, their understanding of people, their experience.
They're not just taking it at face value.
No, they go beyond the surface.
Right. So they're using tech as a tool, but not as a crutch.
Exactly. Recognizing that human judgment, experience, those are still essential.
Even in the digital age.
Especially in the digital age. They make those personal phone calls, cultivate relationships you can't find online.
Right.
Go the extra mile for the right information. They recognize the limits of technology.
Okay.
The importance of that human connection.
I'm starting to see the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
It's not about like rejecting technology.
Yeah.
It's about using it wisely, recognizing it's only one piece of the puzzle.
One piece.
You can't let it replace those core human skills.
With connections.
Yeah, exactly.
And ultimately, it's about using everything you have, digital and analog, to create that truly extraordinary experience.
Now, that's a vision of the future I can get behind. Blending tech and human expertise to create something special.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah.
But before we get carried away, let's take stock for a minute.
Okay.
What have we learned so far?
Yeah, we've covered a lot. From experience to networks, discretion, even a little bit of intuition, we've gotten a real glimpse into the world of these professional concierges.
We've talked about using technology strategically, enhancing our abilities without letting it define us.
Right.
And, you know, what it means to truly know something in this world.
Where information is so readily available, but not always deeply understood.
Exactly. So where do we go from here?
Yeah, good question. How do we take these insights from the world of, like, luxury service and apply them to our own lives?
Well, I think the next step is considering how these concierge-inspired principles can be applied to other things.
Okay.
Our work, our relationships, even personal growth.
I mean, how can we all become a little more like these amazing concierges in our own way?
Exactly.
Bring that same level of care to everything we do.
What if we approached everything with that same intentionality?
Hmm.
That commitment to excellence we see in a true concierge.
I love that. It's like bringing in a bit of that concierge magic into every part of our lives.
But how do we actually do that?
Yeah, where do we even begin?
It starts with recognizing the value of human expertise, cultivating those deep connections, remembering that technology is a tool. It's not a replacement for good judgment, for those personal relationships.
So instead of relying only on Google and algorithms, we should try to become the kind of people who really understand things.
Yes.
Offer insights and experiences that go beyond the surface.
Precisely. That's a journey worth taking. Becoming more thoughtful, intentional, connected in everything we do.
I'm definitely feeling inspired to, you know, embark on that journey.
It's a good one.
But before we do, let's take a quick break and then come back.
It's so good.
To explore some practical ways to apply these lessons.
From the world of professional concierges.
To our own lives. Okay, so I'm ready. Ready to infuse some concierge magic into my life. But Where do we even start?
Well, for me, a big takeaway is those connections.
The connections.
The offer kept coming back to it.
Right, right.
Those personal networks, you know?
Yeah.
The ones true concierges build over years.
It's not just like adding people on LinkedIn. It's more about those deep relationships, right?
Exactly. They get it. Yeah. Relationships are at the heart of that exceptional service.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that applies to, well, pretty much every part of life.
Mm.
Connecting with people on a deeper level, understanding what they need, their interests.
Right.
Finding ways to support each other, collaborate.
Yeah.
It's those win-win relationships that really make a difference.
This makes me think about how often we approach networking in such a transactional way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what can I get from this person? But these concierges, they seem to come at it from a place of, like, genuine connection.
Service.
Yeah.
It's a good point. And it's something we can all learn from. Shifting our mindset from, what can I get, to how can I help?
Right.
You approach it with that generosity. It really does come back to you.
Okay. Connections, check. What other concierge inspired skills can we, like, add to our repertoire?
Remember how we talked about their ability to anticipate needs?
Oh, yeah. It was almost like they had a sixth sense or something.
Right. They're always a step ahead.
How can we, like, tap into that?
Well, maybe not a sixth sense, but it's definitely about being present.
Okay.
Paying attention.
Right.
Picking up on those subtle cues.
Yeah.
Things that most people miss.
Yeah.
Really listening to what people are saying. Their body language.
Yeah.
Those little details that reveal what they care about.
So instead of just going through the motions, we need to be, like, really engaged, present.
Exactly. And a big part of that is empathy.
Empathy.
Putting yourself in their shoes.
Yeah.
Trying to see things from their perspective.
And that reminds me of that line from the article. Understanding a guest's language means understanding their culture, their expectations, even their unspoken needs.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's not just the words. It's about that deeper connection.
It is. That kind of empathy is crucial for anticipating needs, for delivering a truly personalized experience.
This makes me think about how much easier it is to, like, help someone when you really understand where they're coming from.
Oh, absolutely. It's that human connection that elevates any interaction.
Okay. Connections, anticipation. What else?
Discretion. Remember that principle. Invisible when needed, indispensable when required.
Right. Knowing when to step up, when to step back.
Exactly.
When to offer advice, when to just listen.
It's reading the room, responding appropriately, respecting boundaries.
Yeah.
Being a trusted confidant, safeguarding information, putting the needs of others before your own.
This is funny. It makes me think about how much we overshare these days.
Oh, yeah.
With social media. Right. That pressure to document everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we forget about privacy, about discretion.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is a reminder to be more mindful.
Right.
About what we share and how.
Okay. And we can't wrap up without talking about technology.
The elephant in the room.
Right. Okay. We talked about how even top concierges use it, but they're strategic about it.
Intentional.
Yeah. How can we be more intentional with our tech?
It starts with, like, making conscious choices about how we use it.
Mm.
Not letting algorithms make all the decisions.
Okay.
We can use tech to research, connect with experts, you know, expand our knowledge.
But we filter that information through our own judgment, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It empowers us,
yeah,
but it doesn't define us.
We're in control.
We are.
This makes me think about, you know, all the times I've felt overwhelmed.
Yeah.
With the amount of information coming at us.
It's a lot.
It's like we're drowning in data. And that's where those concierge skills come in.
Right.
Learning to filter, prioritize, find the meaning in all the noise.
Be discerning.
Yeah. Focus on what matters. This whole conversation has been really eye-opening, you know?
I'm glad. It's fascinating how these principles from the world of, like, luxury concierge service can be applied to so many other things.
It's like a blueprint, almost.
A blueprint for approaching any interaction with intention and care.
Yeah.
Imagine if we brought that same mindset to everything. Our work, our communities, even society as a whole. Businesses focused on building genuine connections, leaders anticipating their team's needs, technology empowering people, not replacing them.
It's an inspiring vision.
It is.
And what's amazing is it doesn't have to be a revolution.
No.
Just small, meaningful changes. Embracing those values that make that concierge service so exceptional.
The human connection, the anticipation, the discretion, the excellence.
Exactly.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I think that's the core message.
Yeah.
In a world where tech is everywhere, that human touch, that personal connection, it's more valuable than ever.
It's remembering that, you know, whether it's planning a big trip or just navigating everyday life, we can all learn from that true art of concierge service.
And maybe, just maybe, we can all become a bit more like those masters of connection and anticipation. Invisible when needed, indispensable when required.
It's a good goal to strive for.
It is.
So until next time, keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep striving for that exceptional level of service in everything you do. And remember, true concierges don't Google.
I know.
And now you know a little bit more, too. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.